This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations agencies are warning over 1 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip could experience the highest level of starvation by the middle of next month if hostilities continue. The World Food Program and the Food and Agricultural Organization said in a joint report on Wednesday, hunger is worsening because of heavy restrictions on humanitarian access and the collapse of the local food system because of the nearly 8-month Israel-Gaza war. A gunman targeted the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon on Wednesday near Beirut in a shootout that injured a security guard, according to officials. AP correspondent Rita Follet reports.
The gunman was shot in the stomach and leg, captured by Lebanon's military, and taken to a hospital, they say. A man who works at a gas station in the area says he heard about 15 to 20 rounds of gunfire and ran over to see what was happening, but the army blocked him from going forward. There is no immediate word about a motive for this shooting, but photos appear to show a bloodied attacker wearing a black vest with the words Islamic State written on it. Soon after the shooting, Lebanon identified the suspect as a Syrian national. The U.S. Embassy is wishing the injured embassy security guard a full recovery. Lebanon says investigations are underway. I'm Rita Foley.
Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico said he could possibly return to work this month in a video posted on Facebook on Wednesday, marking his first public comment since a May 15th assassination attempt. In the video, Fico called his an attacker and activist of opposition parties, saying there was no reason to think the shooting was an act of a lone lunatic. He added he felt no hatred toward the attacker and said it was time.